Hey everyone, welcome back. I
I
know
know
we've
we've
been
been really
really
digging
digging
into
into
Scott
Scott
Farrell's
Farrell's
creating
creating
a
a thriving
thriving
dental
dental
practice
practice
sooner.
sooner.
But
Yeah.
today,
Today,
we're
we're
actually
actually
going
going
to
to
hit
hit
pause
pause
on
on
the
the
book
book
for
for
a
a
sec
sec
and
and
tackle
tackle
something
something
I
I
know
know
is
is
on
on
everyone's
everyone's
minds:
minds:
how
how
to
to
really
really
stay
stay
ahead
ahead
in
in
this
this
honestly
honestly
crazy
crazy
competitive
competitive
dental
dental
world.
world.
It
It
is.
is.
And
And
even
even
more
more
importantly,
importantly,
how
how
to
to
boost
boost
those
those
bottom
bottom
lines.
lines.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're
We're
going
going
to
to
be
be
diving
diving
into
into
some
some
honestly
honestly
amazing
amazing
advice
advice
that
that
we
we
found
found
from
from
different,
different,
dental
dental
marketing
marketing
gurus
gurus
and
and
some
some
really
really
successful
successful
practice
practice
owners.
owners. It's a very interesting topic for sure.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I
I
think
think
you're
you're
going
going
to
to
get
get
a
a
lot
lot
out
out
of
of
this.
this.
I
I
think
think
so
so
too.
too.
Well,
Well,
one
one
of
of
the
the
most
most
interesting
interesting
things
things
is
is
how
how
much
much
the
the
dental
dental
marketing
marketing
game
game
has
has
changed.
changed.
Oh,
Oh,
absolutely.
absolutely.
We're
We're
not
not
in
in
the
the
age
age
of
of
yellow
yellow
pages
pages
anymore.
anymore.
Dentists
Dentists
really
really
need
need
to
to
up
up
their
their
marketing
marketing
game,
game,
to
to
stand
stand
out.
out.
Totally.
Totally.
I
I
remember
remember
Dr.
Dr.
Kyle
Kyle
Roth
Roth
from
from
the
the
episode
episode
What
What
to
to
Know
Know
When
When
Purchasing
Purchasing
a
a
Dental
Dental
Practice.
Practice.
He
He
was
was
so
so
adamant
adamant
about
about
this,
this,
about
about
dentists
dentists
needing
needing
to
to
be
be
like
like
marketing
marketing
savvy.
savvy.
It's
It's
just
just
it's
it's
not
not
optional
optional
anymore.
anymore.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
and
you
you
know
know
what?
what?
It's
It's
not
not
even
even
just
just
about
about
being
being
savvy.
savvy.
Right.
Right.
It's
It's
really
really
about
about
understanding
understanding
how
how
all
all
this
this
marketing
marketing
stuff
stuff
impacts
impacts
your
your
financials.
financials.
Okay.
Okay.
Dr.
Dr.
Mark
Mark
Costas,
Costas,
he
he
had
had
this
this
like
like
awesome
awesome
concept
concept
called
called
it
it
net
net
zero
zero
marketing
marketing
in
in
episode
episode
53.
53.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
And
And
he
he
basically
basically
said
said
that
that
spending
spending
up
up
to
to
10%
10%
of
of
your
your
revenue
revenue
on
on
marketing
marketing
can
can
actually
actually
lower
lower
your
your
overhead
overhead
in
in
the
the
long
long
run.
run.
Wait,
Wait,
so
so
I
I
know
know
it
it
sounds
sounds
kind
kind
of
of
counterintuitive.
counterintuitive.
Spend
Spend
more
more
to
to
make
make
more.
more.
Explain
Explain
that
that
to
to
me.
me.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I
I
know,
know,
right?
right?
But
But
think
think
about
about
it
it
this
this
way.
way.
Okay.
Okay.
Effective
Effective
marketing
marketing
that
that
brings
brings
in
in
a
a
flood
flood
of
of
new
new
patients
patients
that
that
increases
increases
your
your
revenue.
revenue.
Okay.
Okay.
But
But
your
your
fixed
fixed
costs,
costs,
those
those
stay
stay
pretty
pretty
much
much
the
the
same.
same.
So
So
higher
higher
revenue
revenue
with
with
the
the
same
same
fixed
fixed
costs,
costs,
right.
right.
Your
Your
overhead
overhead
percentage
percentage
actually
actually
goes
goes
down.
down.
It's
It's
wild,
wild,
but
but
Dr.
Dr.
Costas
Costas
has
has
seen
seen
this
this
work
work
wonders
wonders
for
for
practices
practices
that,
that,
they
they
were
were
struggling
struggling
to
to
be
be
profitable.
profitable.
So
So
it's
it's
like
like
a
a
magic
magic
trick,
trick,
but
but
with
with
numbers.
numbers.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's
That's
a
a
good
good
way
way
to
to
put
put
it.
it.
Okay,
Okay,
so
so
it's
it's
more
more
about
about
like
like
strategic
strategic
investment
investment
rather
rather
than
than
just
just
cutting
cutting
costs.
costs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
But
I'm
I'm
guessing
guessing
it's
it's
not.
not.
Oh,
Oh,
wait,
wait,
someone
someone
wants
wants
to
to
join.
join.
Hey,
Hey,
go
go
for
for
it.
it.
Hey, it's Scott here. I guess the thing is to measure your marketing, know how much you're spending on what sort of items and channels, and understanding your return on that. So as soon as something's working well and it's less than the cost of getting patients on another channel, you put more money to
Hey
that.
Scott,
Scott,
that's
that's
a
a
fantastic
fantastic
point.
point.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it
it
really
really
is.
is.
What
What
you're
you're
getting
getting
at
at
is
is
that
that
you
you
need
need
to
to
have
have
a
a
system
system
in
in
place
place
to
to
see
see
where
where
your
your
money's
money's
going.
going.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Not
Not
all
all
marketing
marketing
is
is
created
created
equal,
equal,
right?
right?
No,
No,
and
and
you
you
need
need
to
to
figure
figure
out
out
which
which
strategies
strategies
are
are
actually
actually
working
working
for
for
you.
you.
You
You
need
need
to
to
see
see
the
the
data
data
and
and
you
you
need
need
to
to
understand
understand
the
the
cost
cost
of
of
acquisition.
acquisition.
And
And
if
if
it's
it's
working
working
well,
well,
do
do
more
more
of
of
it,
it,
or
or
if
if
it's
it's
costing
costing
you
you
too
too
much,
much,
then
then
it's
it's
time
time
to
to
adjust.
adjust.
And
Absolutely.
that
And that
also
also
means
means
knowing
knowing
your
your
numbers,
numbers,
which
which
we'll
we'll
get
get
to
to
in
in
a
a
bit.
bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
And
it
it
all
all
goes
goes
back
back
to
to
what
what
we
we
were
were
saying
saying
earlier
earlier
about
about
being
being
strategic
strategic
with
with
your
your
marketing
marketing
investment.
investment.
Right.
Right.
And
And
not
not
just
just
throwing
throwing
money
money
at
at
random
random
ideas.
ideas.
And
And
that
that
reminds
reminds
me,
me,
you
you
also
also
need
need
to
to
diversify.
diversify.
Yes,
Yes,
you
you
gotta
gotta
diversify,
diversify,
your
your
marketing
marketing
efforts.
efforts.
You
You
can't
can't
just
just
rely
rely
on
on
online
online
stuff
stuff
like
like
SEO
SEO
or
or
social
social
media.
media.
Right.
Right.
Sometimes
Sometimes
you
you
gotta
gotta
go
go
old
old
school,
school,
direct
direct
mail
mail
or
or
even
even
billboards,
billboards,
depends
depends
on
on
who
who
you're
you're
trying
trying
to
to
reach.
reach.
Yeah,
Yeah,
this
this
reminds
reminds
me
me
of
of
a
a
story
story
Dr.
Dr.
Costas
Costas
told.
told.
Okay,
Okay,
Scott,
Scott,
that's
that's
a
a
great
great
point.
point.
I
I
think
think
you're
you're
touching
touching
on
on
something
something
really
really
key
key
here.
here.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It's
It's
not
not
just
just
about
about
throwing
throwing
money
money
at
at
marketing.
marketing.
Exactly.
Exactly.
It's
It's
about
about
knowing
knowing
what's
what's
working
working
and
and
what's
what's
not.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
You
need
need
to
to
understand
understand
your
your
return
return
on
on
investment
investment
for
for
each
each
channel,
channel,
for
for
sure.
sure.
And
And
like
like
you
you
said,
said,
figuring
figuring
out
out
where
where
else
else
you
you
can
can
pull
pull
patients
patients
from.
from.
And
And
that
that
is
is
where
where
things
things
can
can
get
get
a
a
bit
bit
tricky,
tricky,
but
but
also
also
incredibly
incredibly
powerful.
powerful.
Okay,
Okay,
so
so
let's
let's
unpack
unpack
this
this
a
a
little
little
because
because
I
I
think
think
that's
that's
like
like
a
a
perfect
perfect
segue.
segue.
It
It
is.
is.
So
So
we
we
were
were
talking
talking
about,
about,
the
the
importance
importance
of
of
strategic
strategic
investment,
investment,
not
not
just
just
cost
cost
cutting.
cutting.
Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
About
About
this
this
dentist
dentist
who
who
had
had
like
like
huge
huge
success
success
with
with
billboards,
billboards,
but
but
only
only
in
in
one
one
location,
location,
right?
right?
And
And
then
then
like
like
in
in
another
another
area
area
they
they
completely
completely
bombed.
bombed. Oh,
Oh, wow.
wow.
It
It
just
just
highlights
highlights
like
like
how
how
crucial
crucial
it
it
is
is
to
to
know
know
your
your
audience
audience
like
like
where
where
they
they
are
are
and
and
how
how
effective
effective
marketing
marketing
can
can
actually
actually
lower
lower
your
your
overhead.
overhead.
Yep,
Yep,
by
by
bringing
bringing
in
in
more
more
patients,
patients,
increasing
increasing
your
your
revenue,
revenue,
which
which
leads
leads
to
to
a
a
lower
lower
overhead
overhead
percentage.
percentage.
But
But
now
now
we
we
get
get
to
to
your
your
point,
point,
Scott.
Scott.
It's
It's
not
not
enough
enough
to
to
just
just
spend
spend
money.
money.
You've
You've
got
got
to
to
know
know
where
where
to
to
put
put
that
that
money.
money.
right? I love how Dr. Green put it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, are you fishing for tuna or salmon? Okay, so how do you go about choosing the right channels?
Well, it really comes down to your target audience, your goals, and your budget.
Right. I remember in What's Your First Step with a Marketing Client, it mentions needing to understand who you are trying to attract.
Exactly. You have to really understand your brand and your patient base.
So if you're trying to attract like younger patients, social media might be a great option.
Yeah, platforms like Instagram, TikTok, even YouTube, they can be really effective. I love that.
Right. Like, are you actually attracting the patients that align with the services you even want to offer?
Right. It's all about clarity and focus, you know? Dr. Green actually even told this story. Oh, yeah.
Scott again. I guess it's trendy to go after influencers and the newer social medias, but if your target audience is a bit older or middle-aged, that's probably not where you need to be
Hey,
going.
Scott, that's a really important point you're bringing up.
Yeah, it's so easy to get caught up in the trends.
And what works for one practice might not work for another.
Absolutely, you've got to think about where your ideal patients are.
Exactly. If you're targeting an older demographic, then those flashy platforms might not be your best bet.
Right, and that's something we're actually about to get into.
Absolutely. It's all about understanding where your ideal patients spend their time.
And yeah, like you were saying, it's not always the newest social media platform.
Sometimes it's the more traditional channels.
Right. But like we said, diversifying is important.
Yes, you've got to have a mix.
Like, what about things like local events or community sponsorships?
Those can be great for building brand awareness and local connections.
And like, those could be a good way to get some new faces into the practice, right?
Definitely, it's about diversifying your approach, not putting all your eggs in one basket.
Okay, so let's talk about this from a real life perspective.
Yes.
I remember Dr. Costas talked about a dentist in Melbourne.
Oh, yeah.
He had a practice that was like designed for high-end cosmetic dentistry,
Okay.
but he was located in a less affluent area.
Oh.
And his marketing wasn't working because he was targeting the wrong people.
I can only imagine how frustrating that must have been.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's a really common trap, right? So you have to explore multiple different channels, test them out, and then measure results.
It's a constant process of trial and error. But the key is measuring your ROI. Yeah, like for every dollar spent, how many new patients did you gain? How much revenue did you bring in?
It's all about tracking the numbers, seeing what works, and doubling down on that.
And I think that's what Scott was getting at.
Yes. And what's fascinating here is this idea of first to market.
And speaking of traps, the episode Who's Your Dream Patient warned about those generic marketing campaigns.
Right, yeah. The one size fits all approaches. Yeah, they rarely work.
They really, it makes sense. It's like you end up appealing to no one if you try to be everything to everyone.
Exactly. So, they were emphasizing like creating customized marketing that speaks to the needs and desires of your ideal patient.
Right.
What do you mean?
Well, according to the Marketing and the Law of Leadership in Healthcare episode, it's better to be first than it is to be better. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and it's all about perception.
Okay.
So if you're the first in your area to offer a unique service or have a different style of marketing, you're more likely to dominate.
And they even brought up that whole USP thing.
Yeah, the unique selling proposition. Yes, which helps you figure out, what makes your practice stand out.
So for everyone listening, think about like what actually makes your practice unique?
Yes.
What are you passionate about? Are you actually communicating that to the patient you're trying to attract?
So that means taking calculated risks and trying to be a leader, not a follower.
Exactly. And that goes hand in hand with the idea of diversification. Okay, so we've covered the importance of an investment, understanding different marketing channels, and being a leader.
Yes. And now, tying it all together, let's talk about how to use these ideas in your own practice.
Perfect. That feels like a good spot for us to move towards a final thought.
Absolutely. As always, it's all about the long game. It's about growing your business sustainably.
And it's about staying curious and always trying new things. So thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for listening, and we will be back next time with more tips for you. Yeah, those are the questions, right? Because at the end of the day, you want a practice that's not just profitable, but one that really fulfills you professionally.
Absolutely.
And, a big part of that is attracting patients who value what you bring to the table.
Couldn't agree more. Speaking of value, let's talk about internal marketing for a sec.
Okay.
This is all about turning your happy patients into your biggest advocates, right?
Yeah.
I remember a stat from Dr. Christina Blatchford's episode, Marketing in Our Dental Practices.
Yeah.
It really stuck with me.
Oh, you mean when she said like 40% of new patients should ideally come from internal referrals?
Exactly. Like it's like building a word of mouth army.
Yeah.
And Dr. Roth, in his episode about like acquiring practices, he also said how vital a strong internal marketing program is
Yes.
to generate referrals and, oh, back to our listener. What's up?
Okay, give us, it's Scott again. Give us some ideas of how dentists might get going with the referrals and the customer get customer strategies. We're already doing Google feedbacks, but how do we get going with customer get
Hey
customer?
Scott, that's a great question, and it's something that we were actually just about to get into.
Yeah, you're right on track with where we're going next with this.
So you mentioned Google feedback, and that's a perfect place to start because it really ties into what we're calling internal marketing.
Exactly. And what I think you're asking about is how to get that ball rolling.
Right, it's not just about waiting for referrals to happen, you have to be proactive.
And it starts with making sure your patients are having a great experience from start to finish.
Yeah, like Dr. Blatchford said, 40% of your new patients should come from internal referrals.
And that means your patients need to feel compelled to refer you.
Okay, so let's unpack some specific strategies that dentists can use to get those referrals.
Sounds good. First, let's talk about creating a referral program.
Oh, yeah, like an incentive program.
Exactly. Offer a small reward for a successful referral.
That's a great idea. It doesn't have to be anything too crazy. Maybe a discount on their next visit, or like a gift card.
Yeah, just something that shows your appreciation.
And make it easy for them to actually refer you.
Right, have referral cards on hand or even a digital form they can share.
And we talked about this before, but always say thank you. Even the small gestures are impactful.
Absolutely. Dr. Addison Colleen shared a great story about sending flowers to referring offices. That
Right.
makes a huge
It's
difference.
all about building relationships, even beyond your practice.
Yeah, and don't forget to ask for reviews.
Yes, remind them to leave a Google review.
That's what you mentioned, Scott. It's so powerful to see real patients giving you that positive feedback.
And make sure to respond to all reviews, good and bad, to show that you care.
Yeah, it's all part of the process of building trust.
Okay, so those are a few ways to get started with referrals and build that customer get customer loop.
And remember, that patient experience begins the second they engage with your practice. So all of this ties together.
Exactly. That means everything from a clean office to friendly staff.
Right, it's all part of your brand.
And that brings us to like another really crucial piece, technology. Dr. Blatchford, in her episode on marketing, she really emphasized having a user-friendly website, good SEO, an active social media presence.
You know, I think this is where a lot of dentists start to feel like a little overwhelmed, the
Yeah.
algorithms and hashtags and all that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
They can be a little intimidating when you're, used to drills and feelings.
Definitely. But the authentic marketing episode really like highlighted how technology, when it's used the right way, can be like so powerful for building trust and connecting with like potential.
Oh, go for it.
It's Scott again. I think a lot of dentists sort of work a lot on their websites and they have SEO people helping them and pay-per-click people helping them. But I don't think what they have is any measurement of what's going on. So they continually spend on these different things and they have no idea on the cost of customer acquisition through the different channels and different strategies that they're employing.
Hey, guys, that's a really insightful point.
Yeah, it's so true. Many dentists invest a lot in these things.
They're spending on websites and FEO.
But they don't actually track their results.
Right, and they have no idea where their money is going.
And you're hitting on something really key, this lack of measurement.
Yeah, you need to know what's actually working
And what the cost of acquiring a new patient is.
through each marketing channel.
That's what allows you to optimize your approach.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're about to get into.
It's how you actually make sure that your online efforts are.
Translating to real-world results.
So, websites and SEOs and all that can seem important.
They do, they're big investments.
But if you're not tracking your returns, it's just a guessing game.
Exactly. And you could be throwing money away.
The dental marketing theory episode really highlighted this.
Hey, Scott, that's a really insightful point.
Yeah, it highlights a huge problem.
It's not enough to just throw money at different marketing channels.
You've got to know what's actually working for you and what's not.
And like you said, the cost of acquiring patients through each channel.
It really brings to light this need to track your numbers.
Absolutely. And that's something that's going to help you fine-tune your marketing plan.
And that's something we'll get into more as we talk about the tech side.
Because, like we were saying, technology can help you with that.
Yeah, it's not just about having a website.
It's about understanding the data and
Yeah.
the analytics.
Yeah. And to be honest, this applies to all areas of marketing.
Right, they talked about the importance of well-trained staff.
To convert the leads from marketing.
They even mentioned the importance of having a system
To actually capture those leads.
and nurture them into loyal patients
It's all about bridging the gap.
between the online efforts and in-person experiences.
Yeah, you need a team to really capitalize on leads.
Ultimately, marketing is about way more than just attracting attention.
It's about building trust, fostering relationships.
Creating a practice that works for everyone involved.
And all that really comes down to the numbers.
It totally does. And that's why this is such an important point.
It's the key to taking control of your marketing budget.
So we were just talking about how technology can be a little overwhelming. You know, all the different social media platforms, the SEO, the analytics.
Right. It's a lot to manage, especially on top of running a practice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that wraps up part one of our deep dive.
We covered a lot.
Yeah, I think we covered a lot of ground.
But there's still so much more to explore.
Yeah, I don't think it's enough just to say it's complicated, all the different systems, and all the different channels. So where do we measure it? Which application do we measure that cost of acquisition and the return on investment from our marketing channels? Is it in Google AdWords or CRM or in practice management? Where do we try to manage
Hey
that?
Scott, that's a really crucial question, and it's great you're pressing on this.
Yeah, it's not enough to just say it's complicated. We need real solutions.
And you're right, tracking everything across different platforms can be a challenge.
So let's dig into some of the ways that you can actually measure this stuff.
Well, it's not usually one single application, but more of an integrated approach. You know, Google Ads will give you data on your ad spend and clicks, but that only tells part of the story. You need to know what those clicks turn into.
Exactly. You need to follow the entire customer journey.
That's where a CRM, like a customer relationship management system, becomes crucial.
Okay, so this is where all your patient data and interactions are stored.
Exactly. Things like Go High Level, HubSpot, or
Those are
Salesforce.
some big players.
Yes, and these platforms allow you to track a lead from the first interaction.
Whether it's a phone call, website visit, or a social media engagement.
They help you understand which marketing channels are driving the most leads.
And ultimately, what's turning into paying patients?
And then your practice management software, like Dentrix or Open Dental,
Yep.
that's where you track your patient revenue and overall practice performance.
So you kind of have to integrate data from all these different sources.
Yeah, you need to see how your marketing efforts tie into your bottom line.
It's like a puzzle. You're putting all the pieces together.
And Scott, it sounds like you're on the right path thinking about this stuff.
Yeah, it's not just about having the tools, but using them to understand the data.
So it's not just about Google Ads or a CRM. It's
Right.
about understanding the whole ecosystem.
You have to see the cost of the ad. And then you have to see the patient actually coming in the door.
Exactly.
And that kind of leads us into what we were going to say next about being present online.
Yes, so it's
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Scott, again, I'm just going to bring you back to the marketing tracking. So your practice management understands the revenue you've got from the patients, and Google AdWords sees the SEO and the clicks come through, and your website sees some of the information as well, and your CRM sees different other information. I think the strategy is to bring them together in CRM and then use Google enhanced conversion tracking to close the
Hey,
loop.
Scott, that's a really insightful way to look at it. You're totally right.
Yeah, you've nailed the core concept. It's about integrating all of those platforms together.
It's not about relying on just one source of data.
You've got to connect the dots to see the complete picture.
So, like you're saying, you have the practice management software that tracks revenue.
And Google Ads tracks the clicks from your online ads and SEO.
And your website provides some information, but that's not enough.
And a CRM can help bring that data together.
Right, so you're saying to use a CRM as that central hub.
Absolutely. That's where you can see the full journey and close that loop with enhanced conversion tracking.
Okay, so now you can see where each patient came from and how much they spent.
Exactly. And that's how you actually know what's working and what isn't.
That's so smart, and that ties into what we were about to say about being present online.
Yeah, so like in the targeted acquisition episode, they discuss how social media gives you tons of data.
That's right, they give you detailed insights on user behavior.
It's not just about posting, it's about understanding who you're reaching.
And how they're engaging with your content so you can use that data.
Yeah, and then translate that info into strategies that'll help you stand out.
And attract your ideal patients and build a practice that you're really proud of.
Yeah, so that brings us to the end of part one.
We covered a lot,
We did.
but there's still so much more. So welcome back to part two.
Welcome back.
Before the break, we were talking about internal marketing
Ah.
and how patient experience shapes how people see your practice.
You know, it's funny, listening to all these experts, you can see what's working and what isn't.
And then you can really hone your message and your approach.
And that goes back to what we were saying earlier about being strategic with your marketing
Exactly.
and not wasting your money on things that aren't giving you a return.
But again, you need to understand your numbers, like we were just saying.
One of the biggest hurdles seems to be getting dentists to.
View marketing is more than just buying an ad
Oh, for sure.
or like putting up a billboard.
It's true. A lot of dentists have this limited view.
In taking your dental practice to the next level, they said it.
Many dentists don't realize everything is marketing.
From answering the phone to a clean office.
It's all marketing.
Right, it's all part of the experience. So
Yes,
how can you
Zippy.
track all
Well,
this?
that's where CRM software comes in.
Okay, like customer relationship management tools.
Yep, things like Go High Level, HubSpot,
Oh,
Salesforce.
yeah, I've heard of those.
They help you manage all the customer data.
They help you segment your audience, track marketing campaigns.
They even help you automate a lot of your marketing tasks.
Wow, that's like super helpful.
It is. It's how you can really take control of your marketing efforts.
Okay, so that's a lot of tools and strategies.
Yeah, it really is, but it's also a huge opportunity.
Oh, wow.
He aims for 85-90%.
Because missed calls are missed
To
opportunities.
get new patients.
It's about recognizing those opportunities.
He even mentioned a press release about a mission trip.
Okay.
That can be great marketing.
Oh, that's free.
And it makes me wonder about branding, though.
Yeah.
Do you need a brand before you think about marketing?
It's about seeing what sticks and refining the process.
Right, and being nimble enough to pivot if something isn't working.
And that leads us to the next important point.
Yes.
You need to be consistently testing out different marketing tactics.
Yeah. Not just like set it and forget it.
In episode 327, they say having a strong brand helps.
Okay, how does that work?
Well, they brought in some psychology research
Okay.
about how people like things more if they see them, like seeing a practice name on a billboard or a t-shirt.
Right, it creates familiarity.
Exactly, and that leads to trust.
So when someone needs a dentist, your name pops in.
That's the goal.
But that must take time.
Right, it's like running small experiments.
Yeah, see what resonates with your audience and then tweak your message.
The Unlimited New Patients episode touched on this with choosing the right practice area.
Yeah, it showed how crucial it is to know your demographic and psychographic data.
And that your marketing is effective and sustainable in that area.
Exactly, you need to know your patient base.
Yeah, it's not a quick fix, it's priming patients to choose you because you're the obvious choice.
Right.
Like people liking words they've seen before.
Interesting.
Okay.
But more importantly, you need to understand the limitations of your area.
You got to know your doctor-patient ratios.
That's the key. It's about setting realistic expectations.
And also knowing your budget. So it's
Exactly.
not always about trying to compete with everyone else.
No, it's about finding your own niche, being unique.
It's about standing out.
Right. And if you take that approach, then you can really make some waves.
And it's all about focusing on your strengths.
Yeah, and really going back to what you're passionate about.
It's about building comfort and trust.
It's not about immediate ROI, then.
Not necessarily,
It's
no.
about the long game.
Exactly. Brand marketing makes all marketing pay off.
Okay, so it's like the foundation.
Yeah, the foundation that makes everything else work.
So what can listeners do to build awareness?
Well, one thing that came up is community involvement,
Yeah.
participating in local events, sponsoring youth teams. Exactly.
So that's how you really build an effective marketing plan.
It's about thinking critically about the numbers and being strategic.
Yeah, and you're putting in the effort, you need to make sure that's paying off.
Absolutely.
So with that being said, that's all the time we have today.
Thanks for joining us today and asking such great questions, Scott.
Yeah, it was really insightful. Thank you.
We hope you found this helpful and we'll catch you on the next one.
Until next time, keep those practices growing.
Even the thank you flowers we talked about,
Right.
it's about being part of the community.
People like to support businesses they feel connected to. But
Exactly.
what about online? How do you build a brand online?
Ooh, that's a good question.
It's tough out there.
It is.
Thousands of other dentists on Google and social media.
That's where authentic marketing had good advice
Oh, yeah.
about how to stand out,
Not by shouting the loudest.
but by connecting with people.
It seems like authenticity is key these days.
It's huge. They talked about sharing your why. Why
Right?
did you become a dentist? What makes you different?
So go beyond just listing your services, your
Yes.
credentials. It's about your story.
Letting your personality shine through.
And making that connection.
That's what builds trust.
When patients feel like they know you,
Even before they walk in the door.
that leads to the yeses, to becoming a loyal patient.
You got
It's
it.
all connected.
It is. It's a journey.
We've reached the end of part two of our deep dive.
Already.
We've talked about branding, patient experience, authenticity.
But we're not done yet.
There's more to come. In part three, we talk specific strategies, how to understand your market and technology.
Can't wait. I'll be right here.
Welcome back for the final part of our deep dive.
Yeah.
You're really dedicated to upping your practice game.
For sure.
So let's get tactical,
Let's do
right?
it.
What marketing strategies can dentists use to stand out?
Well, one thing that came up is understanding your market.
Yeah.
It's not enough to say, I want more patients.
Right.
You got to get laser focused.
Okay.
Ask yourself, who do I enjoy working with? What are their needs? What are they trying to solve?
It's like that tuna or salmon thing again.
Exactly.
Gotta know what you're fishing for.
Right. Competing in a market saturated with dentists.
Yeah.
They had great advice on how to pinpoint your ideal patient.
Oh, yeah.
They said, analyze your current patients. Who are your most loyal ones? What are their demographics?
So look for patterns,
Yeah.
figure out what's working, and do more of that.
Exactly. Attract more of those people.
What are some tactics that actually work?
Well, online marketing is huge these days.
Of course.
You can't ignore it. They
Right.
talked about having a good website, good SEO, social media.
Where do you even begin?
It's so overwhelming.
Think about how your ideal patients search online.
Okay.
What words are they using? What questions are they asking? It's about understanding those search terms. And using them on your website, your posts, and ads.
So speak their language so they
Exactly.
can find you.
Right. And don't forget online reviews.
Oh yeah, those are important.
They talked about how powerful Google and Yelp reviews are.
It's like word of mouth, but online.
Exactly. Social proof.
People trust recommendations.
They do.
But online marketing isn't everything, is it?
No, you're right.
What about traditional stuff?
They recommended a mix of online and offline.
Okay, so like what?
Direct mail can still work in specific areas.